This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hell has been set loose in Gibbons' house? Is that what's happening?
Something along those lines.
Chaos? Mayhem?
The phone rang, and my mom was on the other end screaming profanities profusely, and I was like, oh, dear God, what the hell's going on?
Where were you when the phone rang?
I was home.
Oh, where was she?
Mama G was on her way to orientation at the safe house, where she'll now be working the front door coming up, right?
All right.
She's going to be working at the safe house doing the front door where they ask for the password.
I have to tell her the password?
You'll have to tell her the password. If
please.
You don't know it, she's going to make you work for it.
Oh, yeah.
So she goes, how do I get there, Ryan? I go, just GPS it on your phone, park somewhere near there. There's parking. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
She calls me up. What the flip? This is 40 minutes after she left my house. It's a 20-minute drive. What the bleep, bleep, bleep? I can't get there. I go, what do you mean, Mom? There's so much construction going on.
Oh, yeah, it is a mess down there.
Roads being closed. Ryan, I can't get there. I can't get there. And I go, Mom, are you driving right now? And she goes, of course I'm driving. I need to find a parking spot. I go, pull over. I can't pull over. There's nowhere
and
to pull over.
You want her to park there regularly for a job. And this is how we're doing the first day, by the way.
I went, Mom, you're freaking out. You got to relax. You got to just take a breath. Smell the roses and blow out the candles. I'm talking to her like I talk to her all the time, like talking her out of a panic mess.
Yeah, like you're the parent.
Uh-huh. Right. I go, take her. Okay. Okay. I go, just drive one block up.
Uh-huh.
Make a left on Water Street, because you're trying to make a right on Water Street. If you make a left on Water Street, I promise you, you are going to find parking and near the rumpus room, and you'll be two blocks from... Go ahead, Rick.
Has she herself driven there before to the safe house? Because it can be a little confusing to get to the safe house. You do have to go down a little alley if you're looking. You have to look for it.
I've driven her there. She's never herself driven there. But okay. I told her
she's
to...
She's from Philadelphia, for Christ's sake. It out. You're not from a small city. You're from a city five times bigger than Milwaukee. Come on, Mama G.
The construction was screwing her. So as soon as she makes the left onto Water Street, instead of making the right to go towards the safe house... 500 feet, she finds a parking spot, and then the light bulb switches. She goes from panicked Mama G to, all right, Ryan, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette, and I'm going to go to work, and I will talk to you in a little bit. I was like, you go, girl. So if you see an old lady at the safe house asking for the password, and if you don't know it, she makes you work for it,
does she get to think of the things that people do?
Oh, yeah.
For the password, like dance like a monkey or pretend like you're being chased by elephants or something like that?
Part of her orientation was like a 30-minute brainstorming session with props about things you could do and ways to go about
nice.
It. True story.
That's going to be fun.
Oh my God, it's going to be a crazy time.
This is a Friday night in my bedroom. Give me the props.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
I mean the dining room I live in, not the bedroom. Because I live in my son's dining room.
Isn't that great?
It's funny because it's true.
Great
it's funny because it's true.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.